Johnson, and this is Lights in the Night here on bbsradio.com. And we welcome you to also go to a website that I have set up for a follow-up, a follow-through, if you will, get more information. And it's ufobase211.com, or just lightsinthenight.org. Anyway, today we want to talk about some big things that are coming to the planet, one of which happens to be a lot of people who are talking about health and staying healthy, because, you know, there are a lot of problems around. And especially, I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe because it's the year of disclosure, 2024, that people are having a lot of serious challenges psychologically, emotionally, physically, and especially dealing with health issues of this year. But we have a gentleman here who has kind of looked into the future, if you will. He has foreseen some of the things that are happening, and he has some answers for us in terms of how we can stay healthy and stay above the fray, if you will. So Jeff Ackerman is with us, and he has a lot of great answers, and he has a seminar, too, that he's doing very soon. I guess that's next Tuesday. What is that, Jeff? What is that seminar you're doing, a special seminar that people can tune into?
That is on the 30th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern. And they can call in and ask questions about age reversal, which is what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay.
Very excited.
But a lot of interest around that subject matter. Wow. There's Sky Prince out there. I don't know whether you've seen it. People can always Google Sky, S-K-Y-E. Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, and she's talking about galactic chambers and the med bed and all of that's coming. So does it have anything to do with the med bed in any form or in any fashion?
Actually, it does not. This is light years ahead of everything that you've ever heard.
Okay, well, let's do it. Let's talk about your background just for a bit, because you've been doing this for not just a year or two, but for decades. Let's talk about your history and what you have done and the things you have been the forerunner of in terms of health-related issues, solving the problems of humanity, staying healthy, wealthy, and wise. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, so for 25 years, I worked with natural doctors because my father-in-law was a naturopath. And that really was the beginning of my passion to really understand how the body worked and to look outside of your traditional medical realms to get optimal health. You know, so just like everybody else, I learned about vitamins, minerals, nutrition. I got into frequency technologies where I had extreme, you know, successes in those areas as well. And it was really just, you know, looking at the latest and greatest. Until about 8 years ago, I was introduced to a technology that absolutely blew me away. And I was introduced to one of my best friends because he had married into the family. And he told me his father-in-law was a scientist and from Europe. And through this exchange, I said, I have to be a part of what you're doing. And the thing that was so life-changing was everything that I had done up until that point really was a Band-Aid on people's ailments. When somebody came to us in the natural world realm, we never really knew if they had the condition that they thought they had, because we had no way of measuring it. And then as we recommended vitamins, minerals, diet changes, frequencies, we could not measure the health of that person. And so when I first was introduced to this technology, they did comprehensive blood work, number one, to see if you really had what the doctors said you had. And then number two, to see the variables of damage that you had going on in the entire body. So we're not looking at just a basic blood work panel like a CBC with differentials. We're looking at the health of all of your organs, your liver, your thyroid, your kidneys, how much inflammation is in the body, because inflammation is the precursor to the disease. And so it was a very comprehensive look to see exactly what your baseline was. Then, as you worked with our technology, which is all based on food, we could watch how the blood work would become more optimal in the body and you would experience better health. So that's really my background and how I got involved working with this team. And right away, learning about how they had the ability to reverse age was really what captured my attention. And so that's what really began my walk for the last 8 years.
Wow, that's a serious subject matter. Now, we're not just talking about people who have some ailments and that you'll be able to identify quickly, if I understand you correctly, and have solutions for them. But we're talking about age reversal. Now, that's a step way into the future. How can you do that, and what are we talking about, age reversal? How many years can you do that for? And what would you use? What protocol do you have for that?
Yeah, let me just give you a little bit of a background on what's been going on. So there are three major universities, and there's two major corporations that everybody would know the name of that have spent 15 years trying to reverse age. Now, this has gone on really since the beginning of man. They have tried to, you know, live longer, obviously. But in the recent years, one of these entities spent over $2 billion working with gene therapy and got zero results. They estimated the value of reversing age just 1 year at $38 trillion. And Forbes announced several months ago the CEO of Lululemon, along with the Saudi prince, they have teamed up and they're offering $101 million to anyone that can reverse age biologically 10 years. Which means they don't have anything right now. Well, the entities that I work with privately, they have been working in this realm for over 50 years. And we have documented results from government-accredited labs showing up to a 35-year age reversal at the cellular level, so your biological age. So kind of what does that mean? When you look at your biological age, because we've been exposed to toxins, through what we're eating, what we're drinking, and our environment, our actual age, usually when we get tested by these labs, is older than our actual birth age. And we all understand that if we could live without being exposed to any of these environmental toxins or poisons in our foods, we would live long, healthy lives. So the age reversal is dialing back your age like you were never exposed to these chemicals like everybody else. And we have documented, like I said, up to 30-year age reversal. And because of the contest through Lululemon, they created the X Prize, we will document publicly that we can reverse age more than 10 years.
Well, now, how do you propose to share this with the masses? I mean, with the people who may be really interested? And would be the cost?
Right. For anyone who is interested, they will be able to reach out to my email, agereversal30@gmail.com, as well as they can reach out to you as well. So they can reach out and get information about the cost of this and how the program, everything works about the program. But I'll go into right now really what's happening inside the body. So when we eat food, food is the building blocks of the blood. The healthier your food, the healthier your blood. So we've all been taught that our soils were depleted and we needed more nutrition. The problem was the extraction processes that all of the science teams on the planet utilized were not conducive to the body. And what I mean by that is when you extract from a plant and then you mix it in a petri dish, this is called in vitro. You are actually pulling out the dead cell of the plant because they're extracting from the end result. Then they mix it in a petri dish and they make it in a concentration because they're trying to get the body to absorb it. Well, our liver does not understand concentrated doses of anything. It doesn't understand simple molecules. It's too large. What we understand is quantum nutrition. And so their way of doing it was in vitro. What we have discovered is when you pull from the living cell of the plant, it's called in vivo. The living cell is what creates the fruit of the plant. And so if you went to your backyard and you pulled a plant out of the ground and you consume that plant pulled nutrition from the soil It went through its digestive system, and our body loves nutrition that's previously processed by a plant or an animal. It understands it. It's quantum. And so that nutrition goes into the liver, and the liver utilizes that nutrition to regenerate itself. It's the only organ that can do this. Now, the liver communicates to the bone marrow to make perfect red blood cells, white blood cells, which is the immune system, and platelets. So the healthier the food, the healthier you are. And, you know, just to kind of touch briefly on disease, we know that there's no cure to disease, but the immune system is designed to rid the body of anything that's damaging, viruses, pathogens, chemicals. And the only way it can do this is through healthy blood, because the blood is what transports the immune system to every single cell of the body. And so this is what we're really talking about is the scientific team that I work with, they realized that when you eat a celery plant, the body was not using the whole celery. It was looking for the best parts of the celery. So they identified the top 80 to 120 extracts from that plant. So now when you eat that extract, it's no longer celery, but the body recognizes it immediately. And the reason this was important, let's say that somebody does have something that's terminal. Number one, they don't have a lot of energy. And number two, they don't have a lot of time. You know, digestion is one of the biggest tolls on the body. And so if you can bypass digestion and get directly to the bloodstream with quantum nutrition mixed in the right combination, because we all understand that a green leaf is good for the body, right? But how much and how often are you supposed to eat that? That's impossible for a human to try to figure all that out, but the blood does it perfectly. So when you take these perfect foods, the best parts of these foods, and you put them in combinations and introduce it to the body understands that immediately. The liver will regenerate itself, and then they'll communicate to the bone marrow to make that perfect blood. As the body does this, your comprehensive blood panels that are looked at by doctors, they're going to start to notice, oh my gosh, the numbers are getting more in the normal range. And so this is what the body can do. So the way that the age reversal was discovered, I have to kind of give you an example of how the immune system is working. When the immune system is looking for healthy cells versus damaged cells, it's like muddy water. It can't really see very clearly what's good and what's bad. When you introduce perfect nutrition into the body starts producing perfectly sized and shaped blood cells, so it becomes crystal clear what's healthy and what's not healthy. Anytime poisons are entered into the body, whether we're eating it, drinking it, or it's in our environment, it has to go through the liver as the filtration process. There's an immediate response by the immune system when this is introduced. It wants to avoid toxins at all costs. So the microcirculation, which is the little tiny vessels, think of it like pipes in your house. When toxins come into the body, those pipes will narrow down and squeeze the red blood cell. That changes the form of that red blood cell. So now it doesn't properly transmit nutrition and oxygen in real time like it's supposed to. When that happens, your cells at the end that are going to receive this nutrition, they actually merge together to conserve on what they're getting. That becomes a fast-aging cell. Now, normally when a cell dies, it's just replaced with another cell. Everybody knows this, okay? When your body starts producing perfectly sized and shaped blood cells, your immune system starts to go in because it can now see crystal clear what's good and what's bad. It starts killing fast-aging cells so rapidly that rather than it just being replaced by a normal cell, your self-stem cells have to activate to replace that dying cell with a brand new baby cell. There are government labs that do biological age testing that document that the telomeres are longer when this process happens. And there's no other entity on the planet that's ever discovered this. Only the body can reverse age. And so when you replace your dying cells with brand new baby cells, that can be measured. And so that's how we achieved age reversal.
Wow. So do you, are you saying, do you introduce new telomeres into the body?
What's happening is you're giving the body the right food, and your own bone marrow that's being nourished now, it is producing these telomeres that are basically like superheroes. So we all know that you can't get new ones as you're going throughout your life. But if you can ramp up the telomeres that you currently have, like superheroes, when they're replacing the body's cells, these are brand new baby cells, which is reversing the age. And so these entities that have been measuring for years, if anybody can reverse age and never been able to document any results, they have documented thousands of people up to a 30-year age reversal through the testing samples that we've sent them with people that we've worked with. And so now for the first time ever, we're bringing this into the public domain to document it for the world, to show them that we can do it.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot. So you've been working on this for, or the group that you're working with have been working on this process, what, 30 years, 40 years? What do you say?
They've been doing this for 50 years.
50 years.
And they have been documenting cases for years. Now, if you look at the XPRIZE, it's pretty specific. They want to see that you can reverse cognitive decline and muscular decline, because the CEO of Lululemon actually has HSFD, which is it's a form of muscular dystrophy where the muscles are degrading. And so we will document that those conditions will improve with age reversal, and that'll be the first time in history. And the clients that will actually go into that proving that study where they're going to, those clients will be 65 and older. So we have the opportunity to get testimonials now with your clients and document what we can do prior to that contest officially starting with our entity. And so we'll be able to have testimonials documenting before that even starts. But like I said, we already have thousands of cases documenting this.
Right. So you mentioned some universities. What universities are working on this, if I may?
You can Google universities that are working with age reversal. I don't have all the specifics on that, but there's a lot with the geriatrics. Elizabeth Blackburn, she was on the board of that. Actually, if you research that, you can find entities all over the world that have been doing it actually even much longer.
Mm-hmm. So how do you produce this kind of food that will help to create this age reversal process? You have to, because you are what you eat, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have formulations. We have formulations in other countries, entities that we work with, that still grow food like they used to hundreds of years ago. There is no smokestacks within hundreds of miles of where the food's grown. It's a protected source, and so the environment is much different than our environment here in America, and that is where the food source is coming from, is from these entities. And so the scientific team has relationships built through these entities and protected sources, but they were originated working with, like, the British Royals. They're the ones that originally put the teams together because they wanted to live long, healthy lives and never have a disease. And so that's what really began the process of where we're at now. But it's been going on since the 70s. And before, they introduced this to the world for age reversal here in the United States, they were doing it at high-end resorts and spas over in Europe. That's how they predominantly shared the information of what they had with these entities.
So what age should a person be able to live now that you've created this process, this procedure?
Yeah, so that's a good question. We have documented age reversal. You can continue to do age reversal as often as you'd like to. And so it's slowing down the aging process, but it'll be interesting to see the lifespans of, what people will achieve. One of the studies that the scientific team did was they studied Italians that live in a mountainous area, and over 300 of the people lived well into their hundreds, and they studied their diet and their environment, what they were exposed to. And so we believe that you're going to achieve these same types of things. But the thing is, you're going to live much younger than your actual age. So, for example, age reversal really is about building a better fort in the body. So we all understand that when you're young, because you haven't been on the planet and exposed to toxins in the food, the water, the environment, as much as somebody older, your immune response is much quicker. Because obviously the vascular system is more open and clean. They've documented by age 10, you already have buildup in the arteries of the heart. So age reversal is really about reversing the clock and cleaning the body up to where your body on the inside is acting much younger than your actual age. Now, when you are exposed to viruses, pathogens, and chemicals, your immune response is much quicker. Now, obviously, the skin is one of the largest organs on the body, and your skin will have 200 to 300% more telomere or stem cells that can be measured within 1 week, because with this regimen, we provide a cream that you put on topically on the outside. And we have an Instagram page where people can actually go to and look at before and after pictures. And so you'll be able to put that up on your website so people can go and see that page.
Mm-hmm. You say you're looking at some Italian folks who living past age 100. There's a 5 blue zones in the world. Have you looked at those areas? One in Japan,
yes.
Others? Okay.
Yeah,
so
some of these fit into that same thing.
I see. So it must be kind of costly for a person to participate or engage into this program. Is that right? Is that what I hear?
Yeah. Before we introduced it to the public, it was very expensive. You know, high-end clients are paying six figures. And it comes with guarantees where they're guaranteed that they'll reverse age over 20 years. This program that we're doing to prove through Lululemon and do it in a more of a public realm, it is much more affordable for everybody. And so it's something that everybody can afford, and we will document all of the age reversal tests before and after. You go to a company called True Diagnostics. It's a lab that will send you a finger prick kit. It's like $499. It'll tell you your biological age right now. And then once you complete the program, you'll be able to retest and document how it's achieved for you. Now, I want to clarify for a lot of people, if you're generally healthy, meaning you don't really have anything bad going on the inside, you were not vaccinated, you can expect anywhere from a 5 to 15-year age reversal. Now, remember, they haven't gotten any age reversal. So a 5 to 15 year is absolutely incredible. Let's say that you've been vaccinated, but other than that, you're still generally healthy. You could expect a 5 to 10 year or as high as a 10 year age reversal in that scenario. But let's say that you don't take very good care of yourself. You've never really, you know, lived a healthy lifestyle and you've got some issues going on. Your body is still reconstructing at the cellular level and still building a better fort. But you may not achieve as good a result as somebody that led a really healthy lifestyle. So you're still getting all the benefits from the technology.
Hmm. Wow. So will this be available for health practitioners generally across the broad spectrum of the United States or the world? This is a worldwide program or United States focus here?
It's a worldwide program, so everybody will have access to it.
Now, the allopathic doctors who don't take, and they help me to, if I speak out of turn, if I'm not being, correct me if I'm wrong. Most doctors who go to Harvard or Yale Medical School or whatever medical school, Harvard or Howard University, which is one in D.C., they don't have to take anything that's called vitamins and minerals studies. Is that right or wrong?
You know, they have been doing vitamins and studies. It's interesting. When you research the top vitamin and mineral companies, you're going to find out that a lot of them are owned by the largest pharmaceutical companies on the planet. And when you look at their statistics, they will document that rather than people being healthier over a long period of time, it's actually the opposite effect. Because of this simple molecule scenario that I explained, it is an adverse effect on the body. See, our body doesn't want anything foreign. It only wants raw, natural food or something that's raw from nature. It does not want any synthetics. So with our food technology, there is 0.00 synthetics in that technology. And when you introduce vitamins and minerals and things like this, and I don't want to bash that industry because I know they're trying to do the right thing, because the body doesn't understand it, long term, they have documented people that are trying to prevent prostate cancer, for example, that took specific vitamins and minerals, actually had a higher incidence of prostate cancer, or for women with breast cancer. And so that's why when you go and talk to a doctor, they will tell you there's no study that has proven by taking vitamins and minerals, people are any healthier than if they didn't take them. And that is true. And so that's why when I learned about this world, it was a real shift in my mind because I had been trained for so long in that other realm that it really was an eye-opener to realize what the body wants is just plain, perfect food. That's it. And the body will do its function.
But I'm looking at the vitamin and mineral industry, I mean, which is what, multi-trillion-dollar industry or better?
Yes.
And now I understand that Big Pharm is like, for instance, the one of the vitamin or Centrix or something like that. That's being produced by the Big Pharm, right?
That's right.
Who really have no interest in longevity or age reversal in many respects up until this point, unless you were able to help change that.
Absolutely. This is a very disruptive technology. And so when information does come out, it is going to rock the world that this exists. And it's going to be a great time.
Wow. Well, I could ask you something about the SEC, FDA, FTC. I mean, they won't be very happy with you coming out with this. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, obviously, we know that the COVID vaccines have had an adverse effect on the world. In fact, I was just reading the report the other day about the CDC and how they changed life expectancy down 24 years if you're following the vaccine protocols. That's devastating. And that is affecting every single person on the planet. Unfortunately, peer-reviewed papers now are documenting that not only if you got vaccinated were you exposed to mRNA, but because of the shedding, it has affected every single person on the planet. And so it's not a simple fact of you can escape it now. Everyone that did not want to get vaccinated has been exposed as well. They've also documented that what happens when the mRNA infects the liver begins producing the spike protein. Now, the spike protein, when it's in the body fluid, is much like a virus. It is not detected by the immune system. It's too small. The immune system only recognizes when it infects the cell because it begins to infect more cells. And that infection in the cell causes it to get larger and emit a signal that the immune system understands. So when they say that your DNA is changed and there's no way to change it back to normal, they are correct. But the immune system is designed to destroy those damaged DNA cells and rid the body of it and build memory cells so you can no longer be infected. So when the mRNA infects the liver, now the liver starts to have issues and it will not communicate to the bone marrow to produce as healthy immune cells as what we need. And so people are running around with a weakened or a low immune response. So now they're more susceptible to cancers. In fact, Japan just published all the different cancers that have had a huge uptake. And it started with the vaccine. Well documented. Not COVID, but after the COVID virus was coming down, the introduction of the vaccines increased. And so that's published now. And look at the UK in Parliament and how they're speaking about all the adverse effects that they now documented because of the vaccines and exposure to the vaccination. So they are correct in saying that the damaged DNA cannot be reversed in the human body. But when the liver regenerates itself getting perfect food and it starts to communicate better to the bone marrow and make healthier immune system, your immune system then goes out and eats all of those damaged DNA cells and rids the body of it. So it is addressing the issue of what it's always done, the immune system. And so there is hope for people.
Yep. But Robert Kennedy, Jr., obviously running for president of the United States, he has a book out there, The Real Anthony Fauci. Did you ever read that, or get an idea of what's in that book?
I have not read it, but we would love to do a public debate with Anthony Fauci.
Well, yeah. I think from all the little bit I've heard, that he was at the center of the Wuhan protocols of this virus, from what I hear lately. Have you gotten any information on that?
Yes. Actually, if you watch the congressional hearings with Anthony Fauci and you watch all of what's been happening in Congress, you can literally go to YouTube and watch. They've documented everything. The NIH has admitted that they took funds for gain of function, which was directed by Anthony Fauci. All the information is clearly out there. And in fact, on the news the other day, they were saying that Anthony Fauci misled the public. I mean, you can go back to beginnings of when Anthony Fauci was younger and how he talked about the immune system and how the immune system is the best way to build immunity. And now you fast forward to now, and he says that, you know, he was saying that the vaccines were better than the immune system. Well, obviously, that has been proven wrong. So if a person really wants to find the answers, it is out there. In fact, Dr. John Campbell, he really has gone into all of the past and what's happened. He's even measuring statistically all the statistics from the government that they put out every single week or every month of what's going on with the populations. They have documented over a 10% increase in excess deaths. Now, when you look at this, that is greater than the Vietnam War that is happening all the time, and the media is not talking about it. Well documented by the government statistics. And so more and more information is starting to come out, and that's where JFK is absolutely right. He's talking about the same information.
But they, outside of the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, he's not talking about the vax information on the stump that I've been advised of. Oh, I haven't heard anything about he discussing that in his run for the presidency. Have you?
No, I haven't heard about him talking about that. You know, there's a lot of people that they don't really want to hear the information because I think they're afraid once they realize that it's real, that it's going to affect them and their family. And so there's a lot of people that don't want to hear the information. There's a lot of people out there still that are listening to the regular media. He doesn't want to isolate people from voting for him, obviously. But I live in a different
right.
world. You know, I live in a world where we're constantly looking at all of the information coming out from all the entities. You know, one of the first groups of doctors that realized that there was a problem are your heart surgeons, because all of a sudden they started getting young athletes that they've never had before having issues in the heart. And autopsies documenting people that have died right after vaccination that were a young athlete that had spike protein in the heart, when all the entities were saying that the spike protein would not leave the area of injection. These doctors were documenting, no, it's in the person's heart. We can see the white blood cell that's coming in to clear out the spike protein. We can see it. And so you couldn't fool them. But of course, they don't want to come out publicly because they're in fear of losing their job, losing their name. Look at the doctors that have come out. Dr. McCullough, he's a world-renowned cardiovascular surgeon. He has spoken in front of governments. You know, he has done hundreds of peer-reviewed papers that are documented in the highest journals of medicine, and now his name is none because he's told the truth. And so that's why these other doctors are afraid to come out.
Wow. Wow, that's a big one. Now, you did say that that spike protein, the people who have been vaxxed and the people who haven't been vaxxed are subject to the same shedding. Is that what you said?
That is correct. There's peer-reviewed papers.
Wow.
In fact, Dr. John Campbell reads through the Pfizer documents documenting that they already knew that. It's in their documentation that they gave to the government that nobody read it. So it's well documented now.
Wow. So I guess ABC, CBS, CNN, or even Sirius Radio is not going to put this stuff on the air then.
They are not going to. No.
Wow. Well, the people who have been vaxxed and the people who not, you know, I have family members who have been, what do they do? I mean, what protocol do you have to reverse this, if it's possible at all? Is that possible?
Yeah, so we can't make any claims, obviously, on a radio show. But like I said, when you give the body perfect food and the liver regenerates itself back to health, the body is designed to deal with all of these things that people are infected by. Number one, let's just talk about really what affects the body. Pathogens, viruses, and chemicals. When you studied the Black Plague, that killed nearly half of the world over in Europe at that time. The Spanish flu killed 50 million people, and in World War I, they used chemical weapons on their own people. This data gave researchers the information on how the body, given perfect food, could build a better fort, build better blood production, build better immune system to deal with these things. In fact, the Franciscan monks back in the Black Plague, they were saved. They saved the Pope due to extract formulations of food, mixing foods together. And they stumbled upon something that research has been improved upon over these years and gotten more and more improved upon. But that's where the research really comes from, on how the immune system can literally remove everything from the body if you have healthy blood. And so all of this is addressed through getting the right food in the right quantities, the right combinations, so the body can do its job.
Well, I guess more information can be garnered with your broadcast that you're going to do pretty soon. Could you get more information out on that broadcast?
So we're going to do a broadcast at 7 p.m. this coming Tuesday, the 30th, April 30th. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, which is 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, and 6 o'clock Pacific Time. The phone number is 605-313-6186. Again, that's 605-313-6186. And then there's a pin to get onto the call. It's 828-572-POUND. 828-572-POUND. So people can come to that conference call, and we will speak about the technology, and then we will answer questions about the technology. And so this will be a great way for people to get more answers and then obviously get the cost of what the program is. Also, you can email me at agereversal, so AGEREVERSAL, my number is 30@gmail.com. So agereversal30@gmail.com with inquiries about the program. And so this is how people can get more information. We are in the process of putting up a more of a formal type website, but people will be able to go to our Instagram page and they can find the Instagram page through you or as well as emailing and get more information about the technology. Now on the Instagram page, part of the protocol is a cream, like I explained. And when you go to the Instagram page, There's not a lot of information, but you're going to have actual images before and after of people's skin. You can see the difference in the skin. And so, you know, somebody that reverses age that's 65 years old, you're not going to look like you're 25, but you're going to look young for a 65-year-old. And so that Instagram page is great because a visual is just amazing to see the before and after.
Wow. Well, the thing that I like that you said in terms of this broadcast and sharing this information is that there are possibilities of people reversing whatever serious damages that they have done through your protocols. So that means eating the correct food, helping to improve the blood flow supply. I'm encouraged by that. Let's talk about that. The blood mostly comes together in many instances, and it's instead of spreading out for most people as they age. So you have a process that that reverses that?
Yeah, so think of it like this. When we talk about poison enter the body and the microcirculation is closing down on that red blood cell, now the body is not getting nutrition and oxygen in real time like it should be. We all know we can live without food for a couple of weeks. We can go without water for days, but you can only go without oxygen for minutes. What happens to the tissue and the organ on the inside of the body when you basically have just put a tourniquet on it? You know, Otto Warburg proved if you put a tourniquet around the wrist, the hand will die within 24 hours. So by compressing the red blood cell and not getting enough adequate nutrition and oxygen to the cells, the tissue begins to decay. For example, in your heart. When somebody has a heart attack, it's not that the heart was bad. It's that the oxygen and nutrition supply to the muscle and the tissue of the heart is not adequate. So it begins to decay. When it dies, that's when you have a heart attack. Only 7% of men survive a heart attack. If you survive, they reroute the blood to a new area. The way the body works is through the right adequate nutrition and oxygen, tissue and organ damage can be restored back to 100%. And that is what's happening with only the immune system in the blood. So by getting the perfect food and the right combinations at the right time, the body will regenerate tissue and organ damage. We see this with athletes that we work with. There was an athlete in college, and he tore his ACL. The surgeon said it's a full tear, ACL tear. Your season is over, and he was a senior, and he didn't want to accept that. Through this same technology, he was able to get back on the field and play within 3 weeks. Full repair through the immune system of the ACL tear. That's how quickly the immune response can regenerate tissue and organ damage. We have people that their hair color has been restored. Their vision improves. Just because now the microcirculation in the body has been cleaned up through your own blood and you're getting adequate nutrition and oxygen in real time. And so that's what the technology is all based on. It's God's design.
Wow. Well, it sounds like something that's going to be revolutionary in terms of helping people to be healthy, stay healthy, and regain the health that they have maybe lost for whatever reason possible. Now, there are the programs that have come along called, I don't know if you know anything about the Beamer or the Healy or the Limbic Arc. Have you heard of any of those?
Absolutely, and we've helped many of those people that were not doing very well. You know, just not to pick on anybody, but when you begin to open up the capillaries and you're forcing the body to take poison blood, that's not good for the body. The body has to do it naturally on its own. And that's what I really learned working with the scientific team. You can't force the body to do things too fast. That would cause adverse effects on the body. For example, you know, if you go to work out in the gym and you're starting out, you don't have muscles instantly. It takes months and months for your blood to repair that tissue that's being torn down by the weights to gain that muscle growth. Well, we also know the miracle of the blood. You know, I was born at 8 pounds, 10 ounces, and now I'm 6'3", and I weigh 225 pounds. That's the power of the body and the blood. But if you give the blood time that it needs, it'll never harm the body. And so what does the blood need? It needs perfect food. Perfect food builds perfect blood. Perfect blood builds perfect health. And so you want to let the blood do it in its own time.
The at least it gives us hope in terms of you know, regaining our health. Those of us who may have lost some years eating the wrong foods. Now, when you look at the McDonald's or the Burger King's or the Subway's or the other fast food restaurants, you would recommend not going in that direction from now on. Is that what you would say?
Yeah, so the Mediterranean diet is deemed as the best diet. You're getting roots from the ground, you know, raw vegetables. You know, the scientific team always says raw, natural, and varied. And obviously, it's hard to get clean food. So, you know, you want to try to eat organic food as much as you possibly can. The beautiful thing about the technology is when people are on the formulations, it's like you're eating out of the Garden of Eden. You're getting perfect food all day long. And so just to talk about that a little bit, you know, one of the studies that was done was the red deer. The red deer can eat a poisonous food, and then it'll eat a specific plant based on that poison. And when they looked at the blood of the red deer, it had no toxin. So there's things that grow naturally in nature that will help the body eliminate toxins more efficiently. And so you can still have the same diet and still experience age reversal, because we know people aren't going to just clean up their diet. And even if they tried to clean it up, even your athletes that are eating organic food are still getting the same ailments as everybody else. So that proves that you really can't eat good enough. Yes, we're going to recommend that you change your diet and eat cleaner, but while you're doing the formulations, you are getting everything the body needs to build better blood. And then your immune system can deal with the pathogens, viruses, and chemicals that are being introduced through what you're eating.
Wow, yeah. So I think the Bible referenced that let food be your health, or health be your food, or something like that. I forget
Absolutely.
That phrase, but well, how was that phrase? Do you not remember?
Yeah, it's food is the medicine for the body.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your medicine is your food. Your food is your medicine.
True. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. So as we climb into the future here, you know, I think this is 20,024 is considered by many people who are psychics, intuitives, clairvoyants, people who are whistleblowers in terms of the revelations coming out of the Pentagon for UFOs and UAPs, if you will, that there's going to be a lot of disclosures coming to us to give us a better life, economically, socially, psychologically, physically, spiritually. So this falls into that category then.
This will be very disruptive technology for the world. The truth will come out.
Wow. But the affordability of it is possible for the average person, or do we have to work on that?
Yeah, the affordability right now with the program that we offer is affordable for the masses. We don't know how long it will be like that for the masses, because there are entities out there that when this becomes, you know, available to the public, obviously they're going to want to capitalize on it. And so it could go either way. It could go much more expensive like it has been up until now, or it could become affordable for everyone. It'll just have to see how the market, you know, how it plays out in the market. But currently right now, we do have an opportunity for everyone to be able to participate. And, you know, I don't know how long that's going to last for, though.
Yeah. Well, I think we got about 5 more minutes. Let's talk about briefly the kinds of information that's available besides the conference call that you're doing. Are there any other websites, conference calls, places to go search out this information to garner what was happening, what's going to happen, and what the possibilities are?
You know, I think one of the best things for people to do is really look at what's being published right now, what's going on in the world as far as the ailments of the societies and the cancer rates and everything that's happening. You can Google right now Pasteur Act, like Louis Pasteur. There is an act in front of Congress right now. It is called the Pasteur Act. And that act is because antibiotics no longer work like they used to. In fact, there has not been any new antibiotics created since 1983. And the reason being is these bacterias that are out there when people get surgeries and people get infections, they have become what they call superbugs. In the year 2013, David Cameron put to the Commonwealth a longitude prize asking what they thought was the biggest threat to humanity. And it came back unanimously, superbugs, fungal infections, mycotoxins, molds, and parasites. And you can go online right now and Google, what are the treatments for fungal infections or superbugs? And they admittedly have no treatment plan because antibiotics don't work. And so there's a bill in front of Congress right now to get the Pasteur Act passed, where they will share in funding to try to create new antibiotics. See, the reason why is it's so expensive. Even these like smaller companies, they'll spend millions of dollars trying to create a new antibiotic. By the time they get it to the market, they've gone bankrupt. Well, the big pharmaceutical companies, because there's no money in it, they're not willing to put money out and then lose that money. So there's a $6 billion prize right now for shared technology, and they open the door for biologics. Biologics, this is the first time in history that a company that is not a pharmaceutical company with non-synthetic natural treatments can solve the issue. And so that's in the bill. When that bill passes legislation, that protects anyone that has answers to be able to correct these superbugs, fungal infections, things of this nature, which only the immune system can do.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to put on the table as an encouragement.
A lot of money.
Yeah,
the Pew Trust, which is the largest trust in the United States, is behind it. There's a lot of senators that are pushing for it. Nebraska just reintroduced that bill. There's a lot of different congressmen and senators that are pushing for it to pass. Everybody needs to write their congressmen because the death because of those issues has gone up 20-fold based on what the insurance companies are saying. It's devastating insurance. They're having to clean up the mess that, frankly, the doctors have parked us into a ditch medically. We have no solutions for these things.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, let me take a minute and say this. I really appreciate you being on the phone today and sharing the kind of information that most people just don't get. I mean, you don't get it through traditional media, so this is non-traditional, so or podcasts. Are you going to do a podcast in the future to share the information with people? Are you thinking about that?
Yeah. Yes, I'm thinking about doing my own podcast and starting to get information out that I'll be putting out. I want to review a lot of the entities that are documenting all the death rates that are happening. You know, other countries that have to pay for their people's health care, they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
They're devastated because they're reporting accurately in all the death that's happening around the world.
All right. Let's take the last 60 seconds. Give me the conference call, the information once again about where people can tune in and get more information and do the follow-up. Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the conference call, again, is going to be April 30th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain. That's 8 Central and 9 Eastern. It'll be Tuesday, April 30th, and the phone number is 605 313-6186. And then there's a pin to get in on the call. It's 828-572-pound. And so we're going to do another description of the technology, how it works. We'll talk about the price of the technology. And also people can also inquire before then as well if they want to at agereversal30@gmail.com, agereversal30@gmail.com. And there's an Instagram page that you can post where you can go see before and afters of people's skin. And you can also contact through the Instagram page for more information and the call
okay.
that we're going to be doing.
Great. Great. Jeff, really appreciate you being here. Wonderful information. And this gives us a lot of hope that we can have longevity and a high quality of life as we stay on the planet. Thanks for being on BBS Radio. Really appreciate you being on. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Russell. I appreciate that you're out there as a voice for the people, getting this information to people. But I really appreciate you having me on.
Okay, have a good one, and I'll see you next time right here on BBS Radio.